صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Those who eat too much should ponder how they will get rid of shaitan. Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that it is narrated that overeating causes six evils. Number one, there is no more divine fear in the heart. Number two, there is no sympathy with others because those who stuff themselves assume that everyone is like them and hence do not have pity for others. Number three, worship seems to be a burden upon them. Number four, softness is not produced in the heart by listening to the piece of advice and sunnah inspiring speeches. Number five, if an overeating person is a preacher and delivers speeches telling others of the words of wisdom, it makes no impact on the hearts of people. Number six, various kinds of diseases are caused. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala cursed the devil declared enmity against the man. And it is quoted in verse 16 and 17 of Surah Al-A'raf in part 8. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Hence I swear that you led me astray, and I will certainly sit in wait for them on your straight path. Then I will certainly come to them from their front and from their back, and from their right and from their left, and you will not find most of them grateful. Mahbub-e Khuda sar pe ajal aake khadi hai, shaitan se attar ka iman bacha lo. O beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my death has approached. Please protect the iman, the faith of attar from shaitan. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we should always seek refuge in Allah from the whispers of the devil, because this accursed one is extremely clever and cunning. He causes whispers in the heart of everyone that he sees. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, remember, the devil causes scholarly whispers in the hearts of scholars, devotional whispers in the hearts of Sufis, and ordinary whispers in the hearts of general people. That is, he casts a different net to catch a different type of person. Many times, the devil makes sin so attractive that the man commits a sin, assuming it an act of worship. We should be very careful of the attacks of the devil. Sit with pious people, sit with scholarly people, learned people, and they will inshallah inform you about the attacks of the devil. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon what has been said and to pass it on to other brothers. Ameen, bijahi nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala.